The best of the week on Relevant Radio.
Let's go to Anthony now in Germantown, Wisconsin. Hi, Anthony.
Quick question. I've gotten into reading the Bible for the first time, start to finish, and just as reading it and listening to podcasts, I'm curious on what version of the Bible is best to actually study it, line by line, verse by verse, and every translation tends to, it can change a word here and there, and it can change the whole meaning of something. So getting like a concordance to the Bible, I'm basically looking for an avenue to get clarity.
Okay, great. Well, I'll tell you what I think the answer to that is. In fact, I'm certain that this is the right answer for the average person who's not intending to become a scholar. If you're intending to become a scholar, we can circle back to that in a minute. But if you just want to answer this question for your private devotional reading, your prayers, you know, basic study at a non-scholarly level, I would recommend one of the newer translations, either the Revised Standard Version Catholic Edition. It's published by Ignatius Press in this country. It's called, also known as the Ignatius Bible. It's a faithful, accurate, good translation. No translation is perfect. I mean, there will always be things that you could say, well, we could have translated it a little bit better this way or that way. But on the whole, I would say the Revised Standard Version Catholic Edition is an excellent and trustworthy resource. It has minimal footnotes, but it does have footnotes. And in a case where there might be some question or even a dispute about whether to include a certain verse, for example, there will be some of those that are explained along the way, which is good. The version that most Catholics, really all Catholics in this country, are familiar with is not that version. It's the New American Bible, which is also, it's pretty good as far as it goes. I mean, it has a few clunky ways of translating some things and, you know, maybe a bit paraphrastic in some cases, but it's also a serviceable translation. What I don't like about the New American Bible, which is the version that you hear at Mass on Sunday or any day of the week for that matter, because it's the translation that is used by the U.S. bishops and other English language bishops. I think Canada uses it as well. But in any case, it's what you will be most familiar with. You will hear the language in that version at Mass, and that has a certain value to it. But I object to some of the footnotes and the explanatory notes, which are, they come from the area of higher criticism in biblical studies that follows what I refer to, and others too have referred to it, as a hermeneutic of suspicion, which seeks to quote-unquote demystify or debunk things that traditionally Catholics have always understood, the fathers of the church taught, etc., things like that Jesus actually did multiply loaves and fish. Now, I don't remember specifically if that's one of the problem areas, but in that world of higher criticism, there are those who say Jesus didn't really multiply loaves and fish. That wasn't a miracle. It didn't really happen. The real miracle, they say, was that the people shared their food with each other. That was a real miracle, and Jesus really did multiply loaves and fish to feed many thousands of people. It really did happen. Another one that comes to mind is in the introductory notes for the Gospel of Matthew. It says, well, we all know that Matthew didn't really write this gospel, even though, you know, that's the traditional understanding, but no way Matthew wrote this gospel. And we don't really know who wrote the gospel, so we're just going to call it Matthew for the sake of convenience. These kinds of things are problematic, as is the footnote for 1 Corinthians chapter 3, beginning in verse 10, where St. Paul describes a man who is suffering the loss of the burning away or the purification of his bad works in this life. Wood, hay, and straw, they're described as, and they burn off in this time of purification. He says, St. Paul says that the man suffers loss as this takes place. He's not in heaven yet, but he will go to heaven as though passing through fire. And the note there says, this isn't referring to purgatory. Things like that, that are injurious to a, I would argue, a proper and faithfully traditional understanding of the Bible. So I'm not a fan of the New American Bible's notes. I'm okay with it as a Bible translation as far as it goes. I would recommend Revised Standard Version Catholic Edition. Now, another one that is similar to that And it's maybe a little bit newer than that, than the Revised Standard Version, is known as the Augustine Bible. And that is another fresh translation from several decades ago, but with the finest scholarship, using the best available manuscripts and manuscript science. So those two are quite good. If you wanted to go with something a bit more archaic, the Douay-Rheims version that's commonly available, and there are different versions, the Challoner version and other ones. But the Douay-Rheims is also a very faithful English language translation. It's not perfect, but it's good. I would also recommend, Anthony, that you get a good and faithful and traditional Bible study and commentary. Scott Hahn has got a lot of these at his website, scotthahn.com. I'm a big fan of Don Bernard Orchard's A Catholic Commentary on Holy Scripture. That's a large hardcover, big, big volume, but it's very well done, very, very good and faithful. So if you can get some of those commentaries, that's going to make all the difference. It'll also get into the newer ones anyway. We'll get into some of these scribal glosses and some of the verses that are not present in some versions for various reasons. And they'll tell you why on those as well. You can join me by listening to The Patrick Madrid Show on the Relevant Radio app, live each weekday at 8 to 11 a.m. And thanks for listening.